This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Billie Eilish has been having trouble with a stalker, prompting a judge to issue a temporary restraining order. Pernell Rousseau must stay 200 yards away from Billie and her parents. Eilish got scared because Rousseau showed up at her home 7 times and would ring her doorbell and wouldn't leave after being asked to. He also laid down outside the front door without a doormat. Gross. American Idol continues its second life on ABC. Ahead of the season 3 finale, ABC announced the singing competition series will return for a 4th season. But who's returning? Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan have served as the judging panel for all 3 seasons. Longtime host Ryan Seacrest picked up the duties once again for the revival. Could Katy be exiting? Let's hope. Ariana Grande's fans have been cheering her on as she posted about making new music from home. Yep, you'll have to wait though, because she said, quote, "I don't feel comfortable putting anything out because it's a really tricky time for all of that," unquote. In the meantime, you can hear her charity duet with Justin Bieber, "Stuck With You," or you could impale yourself with a pencil. Ryan Gosling will once again play an astronaut in the new film First Man from Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Yep, Lord and Miller will direct the film adaptation of a forthcoming novel from the Martian author Andy Weir. Lord and Miller have not directed a movie since they were fired from Solo, a Star Wars story. They have risen! Megan Fox stepped out with Machine Gun Kelly amid speculation that she and her husband, Brian Austin Green, have called it quits for a second time. The Transformers star and Kelly were spotted together in the Calabasas neighborhood of LA. They're starring in the upcoming movie Midnight in the Switchgrass, but production was halted in Puerto Rico because of coronavirus. Sly Fox. Tom Cruise put his young Top Gun 2 co-stars through a grueling 3-month training period before filming began. He wanted the actors to withstand the G-forces necessary for filming some parts. They also had to go through water survival training where they're blindfolded and put in a water tank that's turned upside down and they have to figure out how to get out. 2 words. I quit. Luca Guadagnino will direct a reboot of Scarface for Universal Pictures. Joel and Ethan Coen wrote the latest version of the script. The story has been adapted a number of times, most recently in the 1983 classic starring Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer. The new pick is a reimagining and will be set right here in LA. Will there be lots of gunfire and cocaine? Yes. Sir Rod Stewart surprised student nurse Natasha Jenkins, a 35-year-old mother of 3 recovering from coronavirus, with a really nice get-well gift, a check for $6,000. Jenkins said, quote, "My phone rang and it was a lady saying, 'I'm calling on behalf of Rod Stewart. I'm from his PR company. He'd like to send you something,'" unquote. Soft Rod. What? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards broke her nose filming the Halloween sequel. Richards said, quote, "I broke my nose and didn't even tell anybody on the set, even though I was like, I think I broke my nose. I was so worried they'd have a stunt person come in and do my job because they had someone there dressed just like me," unquote. Yep, actor paranoia runs deep. While continuing to self-isolate at home, Britney Spears is doing some quarantanning. She posted a series of photos to Instagram that show her and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, relaxing atop inflatable rafts in her backyard pool here in LA. "Such a beautiful day," she captioned the slideshow. Yep, good thing she didn't burn anything to the ground like she did with her gym. and its goal to be Star Trek all year round, CBS All Access has picked up the Spock, Captain Pike, and Star Trek Strange New Worlds to series. The third full live-action show will debut sometime in late 2021. We hope. So once Hollywood gets back to work, there's a hell of a lot of new Trek to come. At warp speed. Fascinating. Ricky Gervais has been trying to keep himself occupied while stuck at home and has been utilizing his essentials, wine and beer, to enjoy himself. Gervais said, quote, "The first thing I did in the lockdown was go down to the wine cellar and we were fine for 6 months," unquote. Besides booze, he's been eating healthier meals because all of the gyms are closed. Ah, wise porker. Masked Singer judge Ken Jeong finally made his first correct guess for season 3 when he named baseball star Barry Zito as the Rhino. For 3 seasons now, Ken's countless bad guesses have made him the punching bag of his fellow judges and contestants, including recently when the Frog nicknamed him Dead Wrong Ken. Good thing Dr. Ken isn't practicing medicine. Amy Sedaris is back on television. The inventive, offbeat, and funny True TV series At Home with Amy Sedaris began its 3rd season. A Writers Guild of America Award nominee and twice Emmy nominated, At Home has critics praising it. Jane Krakowski, Josh Hamilton, and Justin Theroux star in the season's premiere. Welcome back, Amy.
The Trash Bin.
Flip It Like Disick star Scott Disick is thinking over his future plans to receive mental health treatment after checking out of rehab due to privacy concerns earlier this month. He was in rehab for cocaine and alcohol abuse, but a staff member leaked a pic of him to social media, so he's now looking for new facilities and enjoying this new round of attention. Yep, I said that.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook has paid $400 million for Giphy, a company with a massive GIF library and plans to integrate it with Instagram. Amazon rivals are thriving during the pandemic as shipping delays have leveled the playing field. Apple has bought Virginia-based virtual reality company NextVR for $100 million. Apple's computerized glasses won't be ready until 2022 at the earliest. Google said, good luck.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avatar: The Last Airbender is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Future enters the charts at number one with High Off Life.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens returns to the top of the fiction chart.
Nick Jonas has revealed he almost fell into a coma before he was formally diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 13. Jonas recounted, quote, "I was very close to a coma, like a day away, if I hadn't gone to the hospital. I kept asking my parents, am I going to be okay?" Unquote. Prior to the diagnosis, Jonas had been displaying symptoms of diabetes. When he was first brought to the doctor, Jonas's blood sugar levels were at 917, 9 times higher than normal. He followed with, "I found out very quickly it's a very manageable disease as long as you're really diligent," unquote. Glad he's okay, and we're glad that the Jonas Brothers have dropped a new song, which we love. Here's the Jonas Brothers featuring Karol G with the song of the week, X.
Ooh la la, make a move, yeah, baby, my last call. Full moon night, put the lights up, baby, your eyes glow. Don't know why, but I feel like I'm gonna go psycho. Ooh la la, cause ooh, yeah, baby, I'd like to.
the Jonas Brothers featuring Carol G with the Song of the Week, X. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.